What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining End Time World News for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, contact End Time World News at protonmail.com. That's End Time World News at protonmail.com. And of course, as always, folks, to help keep us on the air each and every week of every month, all donations are definitely welcome. We have PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, anything you can give. If you get something out of today's podcast, would be greatly appreciated. Okay, let's get into today's news. I got a very interesting article here, folks, from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. A very interesting article indeed. As always, the link will be down below so you can read the article in its entirety. The article reads as follows: Amazon rolling out palm by palm services, such as a new payment tech at all Whole Foods Market stores. Pay by palm. So in other words, they're going to read your hand. This all goes back to Revelation and the Mark of the Beast, folks. You have to understand that, that this is where we're at. And anybody can deny it, but that's how it is. That's exactly how it is. We're into the Mark of the Beast times. We're into the book of Revelation. And again, this is exactly where we're at, folks. And you have to understand, this is crazy and insanity, but it's here. Anybody and everybody can deny it, but this is where we're at today in society and the world. And I don't know what to say, folks. I don't know. You know, it's crazy. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 16 through 17, before we get going, let me just pause for a second and read this. And he causeth both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, say that he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And again, that's in the book of Revelation, folks. And you can debate that issue all you want, but that is there. And here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666. So 666. So there you go, folks. And we're rolling right along, lock, stock, and barrel with the beast system. And here we go. And again, the headline on the article by Natural News is Amazon rolling out with a pay-by-palm services as new payment tech at all Whole Foods stores. Wow. Amazon, the tech and retail giant, the parent company of Whole Foods, announced July 20th that it is expanding its pay-by-palm services known as Amazon One to all Whole Foods stores across the United States. Initially launched in 2021, Amazon will be fully operational for both payment and Prime membership benefits for more than 500 upscale grocery chain locations in the U.S. by the end of the year. Instead of the conventional payment methods, customers will simply hover their palms over the Amazon One device to complete transactions. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Evil at its finest. The advanced palm recognition technology that creates a unique palm signature for each user launched one of its newest features, the integration with Amazon Prime. Customers who link their Prime memberships to their Amazon One profile will automatically receive savings every time their palm is scanned. Wow. They're already getting us used to the mark of the beast, which will be chipped. Everybody will be chipped. If you're not chipped, then you'll die. That's pretty much the bottom line, folks, in case you're just joining us and don't know that. If you take the mark, you'll for sure go straight to hell when you die. If you do not take the mark, then they will behead those of us that do not take the mark. Just like I personally had declined and will not, cannot and will not take the shot. Same thing here with the mark of the beast. However, Surveillance Technology Oversight, or STOP, Executive Director Albert Fox Khan warned customers about the danger of using biometrics information. Biometric data is one of only ways companies and governments can track us permanently. You can change your name, you can change your social security number, but you can't change your palm print, he said. The more we normalize these tactics, the harder it will be to escape if we don't draw the line in the sand here. I'm very fearful of what the future will look like. Well, exactly. Amazon sued for secretly collecting biometrics data. In March, Amazon faced a lawsuit in New York City accusing the company of violating the city's laws by failing to inform customers that their biometric information was being collected at New York City Amazon Go stores. According to the complaint filed by STOP on behalf of shopper Alfredo Rodriguez Perez, Amazon Go stores continuously collect and utilize the customer's data, biometric identifier information, including palm scans and body measurements, to identify customers, track their movements, and determine purchases. Amazon Go store is known for its just walk-in, walk-out technology. Allows customers to enter the store by scanning the app, picking the items they desire, and leave without going through traditional checkouts. Biometric data is collected, such as scanning palm.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Homes, tracking customers' movements. This is an integral part of this technology. However, in 2021, New York City implemented a law that all commercial establishments that collect and store biometric identifier information to clearly inform customers through signs and entrances. The law covers identifiers like fingerprints, handprints, body shapes, retinal scans, facial recognition. This lawsuit alleged that Amazon neglected to post any of the required signs until the New York Times story highlighted the biometric data collection practices more than a year after the law was enacted. Furthermore, the signs were later displayed and claimed to be noncompliant with the city's laws in terms of wording, appearance, and placement. Then, of course, Amazon argued the information it collects, it does not fall under the category biometric data, which it does, folks. It does. They're not telling us the truth. They're lying. And asserts that only customers who opt in for the Amazon One identification system have their palm print data collected. They maintain customers are appropriately provided with privacy disclosures during enrollment. Rodriguez Perez, the plaintiff, had previously notified Amazon about the improper signage in February, but his concerns went unanswered. And again, folks, like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, it's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into yours, find a quiet spot. Find a, if you have to go in the bathroom for 4 or 5 minutes, find a quiet spot. Go to your car. Go in a parking lot. Go to your truck. Take a break for just a couple minutes, 3 or 4 minutes, not very long, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks. Repeat after me, folks. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. And if you said that prayer, that is a salvation prayer. You are saved. And I am so happy for you. Congratulations, folks. What I would like for you to do is get yourself a Bible. If you're in the United States, you can always order one through Amazon. They're $20 or less. If you don't have the money, I'll give you a solution to the problem here in just a second. But I want you to get yourself a Bible and start reading. And I don't care where you start. You can start in the book of Genesis or start in the last chapter of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation. Just start reading, folks. Read and read and read and read and read. The next thing I want you to do is once you read and read and read, Find a church, find a Christian church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And find a good church. It doesn't matter. Just find a good church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and get into that church. And then next, the third thing is write your questions down, and then make a, whatever your questions are about the Bible and the what you're reading right now, wherever you're at, write them down, and then get back with a person at that church. Say you want to schedule an appointment for 30 minutes or so, and you want to ask them some questions. What is salvation? What is Jesus Christ? Why did they crucify Jesus Christ? When is the second coming? What are end times going to look like? I mean, all these questions. What is the mark of the beast? There's a good one, too, that I just talked about, folks, because it's here. It's here. It's now. It's already being enacted through Amazon, and they're going to soften us up. They're going to soften us up, and that's exactly what they're doing, is getting us used to the palm scan pretty soon. And once the palm scan, the readers or everybody's having these palm scanners, then what's going to happen is next, it's going to be beast system. It's going to be implants. Everybody will have to have an implant. That is the mark of the beast, folks, guaranteed. And the last thing, folks, is if you can't afford a Bible, then what you can do is once you find a church, a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, ask somebody there in the church, ask a member, ask a pastor, junior pastor, ask somebody there in the church and say, hey, listen, I need a Bible. Can you help me? I can't afford one. I'm on a budget. You know, I'm on a budget even, folks, you know, just as I even do this podcast, but you never hear that from me. I mean, everybody could use a little help once in a while, and ask somebody, and then I'm sure they'll get you a Bible if you're on a tight budget. And the very last thing, as I conclude this podcast, folks, is you want to be baptized at some point in time. The baptism signifies the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what the baptism signifies, folks. And that's very, very, very important that you get baptized. And it's very, very, very important that you try to do that once you become a member of the church and once you make that step in confessing to the world that you are baptized and you would die for Jesus Christ. So there you go, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Kerr, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thanks for listening, and God bless you and your family. Until next week, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. That's it. See ya. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.